been over only a little while, as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up on the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rushbrook. Mother and son are seated side by side on the davenport with sections of the newspaper. Rush is speaking at the moment, and we hear him say...
Article here about YIIY Skeeber.
Yeah, I saw it.
YIIY Skeeber returned yesterday after a business trip.
I said I read that. Gov Bureau chum Stacy Yop gets his name in the paper.
Yeah.
Stacy Yop, a barber at the Butler House Hotel Barbershop, is making plans for an extended visit in Prowler, Michigan. Mr. Yop expects to spend 6 weeks...
I read that, Mom.
Quit interrupting the person. Fishing in the waters of the greasy Indian River. He will be accompanied by his cousin Alfred Gugler of New Auburn, Wisconsin, and his uncle Harry Soon of West Fap, Kentucky.
I read that.
Well, so which? Hi, where you been?
Over in Charlie Razorstrom's backyard. We discussed this, that, and other things. Got any plans on the docket for this evening?
Why?
I have a little job of work to get out of the way.
What's that?
The Central New York office is getting out a little book, Who's Who in Kitchenware. My name is to be included. They want me to send them a brief sketch about myself.
Oh?
You know, just a dozen lines or so.
Uh-huh.
But I want them to be good lines.
Uh-huh.
Really quite a ticklish assignment. I want to be modest, of course, but not too modest.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to start out. Mr. Victor Gook is the smartest and handsomest man east of the Mississippi.
No.
Or Mr. Victor Gook is a shining example for every American boy to follow.
No. Where'd you get that?
Third Lieutenant Stanley is a shining example for every American boy to follow. Says so in the front of every book. Says Third Lieutenant Stanley is a shining example for every American boy to follow.
I felt quite pleased and gratified when I learned I was to be included in the book.
Uh-huh.
Who's Who in Kitchenware?
Real nice.
Steve Chestbutter wasn't included, and neither was Ike Neesuffer.
Well.
How would be a good way to begin my little sketch about myself?
Oh, Victor Gook was born in 1800...
I wanted to start out colorful.
Huh?
Grab the reader's eye, don't you know?
Lightning flashed and thunder howled as Mr. Victor R. Gook first saw the light of day. He was born in a log cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
I want it to be true, of course.
Oh.
How would be a good way to start out, say?
Oh, you were born on such and such a date in such and such a place.
Well, basic facts like that will be incorporated naturally, but what I'm after is a sock.
Sock?
An opening with punch.
We memorized a couple paragraphs out of a biography of F. Dodson Gitch, I bet you could use, Gov.
Who's F. Dodson Gitch?
First superintendent of school this town ever had.
How'd his biography go?
Let's see if I can remember it. F. Dodson Gitch. Ah, the name itself is music.
Yeah.
Too beautiful, too beautiful, too beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't say that about yourself.
Well, maybe not in exactly those words.
Sounds so braggy.
Not necessarily.
Victor R. Gook. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too beautiful, too beautiful.
You don't call that bragging?
Well, nobody will know I wrote it. Well,
the fellas that print up the book will, won't they?
Oh, sure, but they don't count. The public won't know.
Oh, I think I'd just say Victor Gook was born in such and such a place on such and such a day and like that.
Oh, no, sir.
Victor R. Gook. Ah, the name itself is music.
Oh, ish.
Of course, I might start out with some arresting and eye-opening phrase like, hold on to your hat, folks.
Hold on to your hat, folks.
Hold on to your hat, folks. Here's a name to make sluggards sit up and take notice. Victor R. Gook of plant number 14.
Clear the track. Bring out an elephant. Don't jostle a guy wires the slightest deviation of which might cause a daring performer to lose his life.
Oh, why don't you just say you've been with the kitchenware company 9 years and like your work fine.
No sock.
We also memorized a batch of junk about William W. Goldbeiser.
Who's he?
First mayor of this town ever had.
Oh, William W. Goldbeiser. How'd his biography go?
William W. Goldbeiser was born in picturesque West Axpole, Missouri. Hunting and fishing were his early enthusiasms, as well as the study of American history, arithmetic, and grammar. The young Goldbeiser loved all outdoor sports and was
proficient. I prefer the other.
Yeah, I do myself. F. Dodson Gitch. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too beautiful, too beautiful.
It's got sock.
It's got ridiculousness, too.
Another device to grab the reader's attention is to start out humorous.
Pat and Mike were two Pullman porters. Begorra, says Mike, in the top of the morning to you, ye spalpeen. What was I
do? Like this. Do you boneheads know a horse thief by the name of Vic Gook? Well, sir, the perch-snapping old cattle rustler is just about the niftiest old chief accountant in the whole consolidated kitchenware outfit.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you want to read a sketch you got off to a flying start like that?
No.
Why not?
Look Because I think it sounds silly.
You think it sounds silly, George?
No, not especially.
Another device I'm considering is the manly, virile, red-blooded approach. Chain up your bulldog, stranger, and come out from behind that tree. Victor R. Gook, Plant 14's husky chief accountant, wants your attention, and he's a bad hombre when he's crossed. No, but all kidding off to one side, partner. Shake hands with about as capable a kitchenware man as ever come on down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
See, this Who's Who and kitchenware book is entirely a men's proposition.
Uh-huh.
How about beginning with a description of yourself, Gov?
Yes, I thought of that, too.
Weighing around 165 pounds and standing 5 feet, 9 3/4 inches in his stocking feet.
Victor, that was my idea.
Oh?
Victor R. Gook is strictly a businessman, but he finds time for light-hearted moments. His sturdy laughter rings out bold and merry.
Oh, now, hey.
Now, wait. His sturdy laughter rings out bold and merry. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, Vic, for goodness sake.
You don't care for that?
No.
I think it might be very effective.
I don't.
Don't hurt to try out different ideas. I don't want to send in anything shabby for my biography. Don't forget this Who Who book will have a wide circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Go into thousands of homes.
Mm.
You'll probably want to give Bess and Walter a copy. And Fred and Lucy.
Mm.
Did you fancy that last effort, Balloon Ascension?
Well, yes and no.
Victor Gook is strictly a businessman, but he finds time for light-hearted moments. His sturdy laughter rings out bold and merry. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, mercy, Dick.
It don't hurt to experiment.
Uh-huh.
You could experiment, Gov, by putting the shoe on another foot.
How?
Instead of happiness, you could make a sadness. Victor R. Gook is strictly a businessman, but is often very dismal. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh,
you're
oh.
Being funny now, aren't you, dear?
I'm helping you experiment.
Well, let us not allow our experiment to enter the realm of the idiotic.
Oh.
How's that opening of What's-His-Name's biography go again?
F. Dodson Gitch?
Yeah.
F. Dodson Gitch. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too beautiful, too beautiful.
It's got stock and no mistake.
F. Dodson Gitch. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too
I'm
beautiful.
I'm getting tired of hearing you repeat that trash over and over, Rush.
Rush Sadie is helping his father.
He sure is.
Here's another angle, Scrub Bucket.
Oh?
Brother, have you bumped into old Vic Gook in your travels? Brother, you'll find the center of gun at plant number 14. Brother, if you think you know somebody that understands kitchenware, put him up alongside this Weisenheimer. Brother, old Vic Gook is up to snuff in the bookkeeping line, and don't you forget it, brother. And, brother, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, brother.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
Yeah, but I still like the other better. Victor R. Gook. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too beautiful.
I'm going out on the front porch.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah.
We will be desolate.
I hope you hit on a satisfaction.
Telephone, Dan. Telephone, Dan.
Answer.
Most likely there's Smelly Clark or Vernon Piggles.
Could be Miss Stenby. I'm wondering about 500.
Hello? Hello, Miss Stenby.
You feel our car?
Just fine, Dan.
Okay.
Invite him here?
Yes, just one second.
Okay.
Car game interfere with your biography?
No special rush about my biography.
Mm. Hello there, lady. No, not a thing in the world. Just sitting around with our teeth in our mouth. Wonderful. Well, look, come here. All right. Going to speak to Fred.
Mm.
Means a trip to the drugstore for you, Willie.
Oh.
Ice cream and salted peanuts.
Oh.
Vic, you have to get a chair and put a new electric light bulb. It's hi. Elegant. All right, Grand. Well, come skipping right along. All right, lady, we'll be looking for you. All right. Goodbye, Ruthie. Yeah, you'll have to get a chair and put a new electric light bulb in the center socket.
Mm.
Burn out.
Mm. Kiddo, I kind of fancy that biography opening where I laugh.
Huh?
Victor R. Gook is strictly a businessman, but he finds time for light-hearted moments. His sturdy laughter rings out bold and merry.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
I'm going out on the front porch till Fred and Ruthie come.
Splendid.
Give Willie money for ice cream and salted peanuts.
As soon as our company comes.
They're leaving in half an hour.
I'll get paper and pencil and see if I can't cook up my sketch in that half hour.
Do that.
That F. Dodson Gitch open suits me about as well as anything.
F. Dodson Gitch. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too
Stay
beautiful.
Stay till I get outdoors.
What?
Give me a chance to get out of earshot before you start that crash again.
Bump.
Oh.
Rish.
Oh.
Say it using Victor R. Gook.
Okay. Victor R. Gook. Ah, the name itself is music. Too beautiful, too beautiful, too beautiful.
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up in the next block.